Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you once again for joining us as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great King over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over the nations, God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God, he is highly exalted. The Christian church is now in the season we call Advent. A beautiful season filled with wonder, hope, and anticipation as we await the celebration of the coming of our King and Savior Jesus Christ at Christmas time. Pastors are writing sermons, expanding on the great prophecies, promises, and peace found in the Holy Scriptures to deliver to the eager ears of parishioners, reminding us all that the darkness surrounding us in sin can only be lifted with the light of Jesus Christ. Vocal choirs are rehearsing anthems, which will help to tell the story of the angels, shepherds, and a humble Mary and Joseph searching for a place in which to deliver their precious infant Jesus. Bell choirs have polished and arranged the bevy of bells on tables of felt, preparing to ring them throughout the sanctuary in joyful praise of the amazing birth. Trumpeters have dusted off their instruments so that the clear sound of the notes played will perfectly join with the organ, voices, and bells to announce the arrival of the King who will once and for all save us from this darkness of sin and death. And then, of course, there are the children. Children who will joyfully sing at the tops of their lungs, "Go, tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born." Children who can't stand still when they are singing a joyful song and happily clap their hands in and out of rhythm to the beat of the music. Children who may not fully understand how this little babe is also the mighty God, our Father and Creator of the world, along with the power of the Holy Spirit, but who do know that this baby Jesus loves them and will grow into the man who will die on the cross for them because he loves them. Our son and his wife have a great Advent calendar in their home, with a small door for each day of the season leading up to Christmas Day. Inside each door is a part of the Christmas story which they allow their 2-year-old daughter to place on the magnetic board. She can point to each one and tell me, "This is the star the shepherds followed to Bethlehem. This is the shepherd. This is the manger Jesus slept in. This is Mary and Joseph, Jesus' mommy and daddy." On the wall next to the Advent calendar hangs a cross, and she can point to that as well and say, "This is the cross where Jesus died." These little children will tell their stories boldly. They'll look you right in the eye and tell it with enthusiasm. You can tell that these little children have heard the stories before and they love them. Thank you to all the faithful Sunday school teachers out there who patiently have shared these amazing Bible stories with even the littlest of children, over and over and over. I was visiting our son's family last week and overheard him playing his ukulele to his daughter, practicing one of the songs she is supposed to be learning for the Christmas program. He was singing, "Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains." It was fun to listen to, especially when our little granddaughter, in her small voice, joined in on the refrain, singing, "Gloria in excelsis Deo." It was sweet to hear, and it was fun to hear the enthusiasm in her voice. It might be the only part she actually manages to learn, but she will sing it with gusto. Her little voice of praise for the King of Kings to all nations is energizing, and it brings joy to us oldies who have maybe become complacent in our own songs of praise to Christ. We often let ourselves sink into the sadness of the ways of the world and sometimes forget that we too are chosen by God through our baptisms to be His dear children, who need the reminder from God's word that this King whose birth we await is the greatest King of all. This King is our Lord and God, just as it is for the children. He is sitting on His holy throne, faithfully and righteously reigning over all the nations. We are God's people. He is our King. It is right that we should greet Him with much joy and singing and clapping of our hands. May we all be moved to praise God like little children, unencumbered by frivolous worries of being judged by people with worldly views, but instead with the joy of knowing that the greatest promise of this King is the hope He gives us for our salvation and eternal life. And this hope is for Jew, for Gentile, and all nations. Our God is over all, yet always present with us. What a comfort and joy it is to have such a powerful King, mighty to save. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 15, verses 4 to 13, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again it is said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with His people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol Him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles, in him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." What wonderful words that are still true for each of us today. We pray. Thank you, gracious Lord, for being our most high King and Savior. Draw us continually to your word for true rest from our labors and for the true joy of knowing our hope is in you alone. To you, God, be all the glory, and may we sing praises to you all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.